Can you see them? Come on, don't be shy. Tell me what. Yes? Absolutely. Nuts. Now, what on earth has that got to do with a children's talk? Well, these are the nearest I could get to a coconut. I remember years ago seeing a lady give a children's talk, give a talk with a coconut and a Bible verse. Now, if you've got a Bible, will you turn to John chapter 3, verse 16? You might say, well, yeah, I can recite that. I know you can. But it's good to look at the verse. And here the nut comes in. Now, nearly all my family loved nuts, apart from my daughter, Hannah. She reckoned the only nut she liked was her father. Oh, it can be cruel. Well, here's the connection between these nuts and John 3:16, because this verse has been described as the gospel in a nutshell. Now, younger ones, you never thought you'd have to work this morning, did you? What does the word gospel mean? Any ideas? Gospel, yeah? Absolutely right. Well done. Good news. This is the best news. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I'm sure you're hoping for good gifts at Christmas. Your parents are turning pale at the thought, but never mind. Here was the greatest gift that was ever given. The greatest gift. The Lord Jesus Christ. Given by God the Father for us. The greatest cost. Now, I won't ask your parents what they spent on you. But nobody ever paid a greater cost than God did. And he gave his beloved son for us. You see, we had to teach Hannah and Andrew many things as a children, as those of you who are parents will know. But one thing we never had to teach them was how to disobey us. How to be naughty. That came naturally because of what the Bible calls sin. That in us that is wrong. Because the Bible tells us we've all sinned against God. All of us, adults and children alike. But this nutshell verse tells us that God sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we should be thinking about a week on Thursday. Yes, I'm sorry, parents, it's that close. A week on Thursday, Christmas Day, God sent his son to die on the cross for you and for me. Because God didn't only love, I mean, that would be wonderful. God so loved that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, there's two words that I'm hoping that you're going to say to mum and dad on Christmas morning when they hand you your presents. What are the two very important words? Thank you. I hope you're going to say that. Have you said thank you to God? Thank you for the greatest gift that was ever given, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this isn't only for children, this is for all of us. Have we said thank you by asking him to be our Lord and our Saviour? So when you see the nuts, don't think of the preacher. Well, my daughter will. But think of that gospel, the good news in a nutshell, John 3:16. And remember that you are in that whosoever. All right?